WBBM Wrigley Building, Chicago. Here's a meal with man-made appeal. Mickleberry's frozen beef sticks with hot gravy, potatoes, and vegetables.
Wrigley's Spearmint Gum presents The Howard Miller Show. And now here with Music on Records is Howard Miller.
Thank you very much, Eddie Joyce. Good morning, loved ones, relatives, friends, and Romans, Americans. This is Howard Miller beaming your way from CBS in Chicago to all over the great nation of ours, where I imagine they're experiencing a lot of strange degrees of weather. We talked over a long-distance phone this morning to a couple of song pluggers in New York City who tells me that they're in their second consecutive day of a deluge of downpouring rain. Out on the West Coast, it's very nice, and I know for sure that it's awfully pretty and warm down in Houston, Texas, because a few moments ago, we established communications over our broadcast lines with Miss Betty Madigan, great star of the MGM Record Company, who is going to be our guest and who you'll meet in just a very few moments from our studios down there in Houston, Texas, you all. So let's begin by listening to a little bit of music, then we'll present Betty Madigan for more great music. Here, first off now, are the Four Aces with the record that I believe, conservatively speaking, is number one across the nation, Love is a Many Splendored Thing.
In the early spring, love is nature's way of giving a reason to be living, the golden crown that makes a man a king. Kissed and the world stood still. Then your fingers touched my silent heart and taught it how to sing. Yes, true love's a many splendored and the world stood still. Then your fingers touched my silent heart and taught it how to sing. Yes, true.
Wonderful record, isn't it? Four fine boys who met during the war years and established themselves as one of the great acts of the record industry and of show business today. The Four Aces, their Decca recording of Love is a Many Splendored Thing. Well, this is the end of the week now. We run out the string on five more days, the five first days in the month of October. I hope wherever you live that they've been pleasant days, generally speaking, and if the elements haven't been too bad or cruelty, I presume that you've been real happy people. Now, that means at the end of the week, of course, we can all let down a little bit, relax, and go out and see our favorite football teams in action tomorrow. Do whatever we want over the weekend, maybe long drives into the country. But will you promise me just one thing, that if you do take automobile trips, you be careful? It seems just a crime and a shame that almost every day, no matter what city you live in, on the front page of every newspaper, metropolitan daily in the country, you see these horrible stories of tragedy stalking the highways. Please be careful if you drive. Now, when you go out driving, when you go out to your favorite football game, there's one companion piece I hope that you have with you always. The sparkling white package of Wrigley Spearmint Chewing Gum, because take my word for it, if you haven't tried it yet, you'll find its most delicious, refreshing, and wholesome repast a nervous tension of anything under the sun that you can possibly have with you. So once you stop in today, Mother, for the household, pick up a whole carton of 20 packs of Wrigley Spearmint Chewing Gum so the family can have them always, so the kids can take it to school in their lunchbox, so Pop can have it in the automobile. Wherever you are, you make certain that you always have Wrigley Spearmint, because it's fine and wholesome and delicious, just as good as the sunlight above. Wrigley Spearmint Chewing Gum, a real fine product. Well, let's go down and talk to a little girl who is being bathed in sunlight right at the moment. Betty Madigan, how is the weather in Houston, Texas?
Oh, it's just wonderful.
Tell me about your trip. It sounds like a real exciting one. Why are you down there, and how long are you going to be, and so forth?
Well, Howard, we just got into Houston yesterday morning, very early, and we got in from Los Angeles, where we had been for 3 or 4 days performing there for all of the Buick dealers.
Yes. Is this some sort of a General Motors production that's gone out to the public?
Yes, it is, Howard. We are touring for 6 weeks now, introducing the brand new Buick.
Who's all on the show with you, Betty?
Well, Jackie Leonard, wonderful comedian.
Oh, the greatest.
Uh-huh. And Mark Dawson, who has been in so many wonderful Broadway shows.
Yes.
And a cast of about 50 wonderful dancers and singers. And, electricians and
prop men. Sounds like such an exciting show, Betty. Ordinarily, when these big trade fairs or shows are held, they usually just take out what is substantially a 6 acts of vaudeville. But you've got a regular book and a musical comedy that you present. Is that right?
Original music, Howard, by Bernie Wayne.
Well, does it usually play for the average length of a legitimate theater, two and a half hours?
No, unfortunately. We're just on for an hour, maybe an hour and 15 minutes. We precede their speeches, and we have to present the Buick to the dealers, but it just goes so very fast, and so many wonderful changes of scenery and costume that, well, it's a real full production.
And the whole show is played in the back seat of one of their new sedans, I suppose.
Oh, my.
Well, congratulations to Buick for picking up a young lady who I think is one of the finest talents in the country, Betty. Your successes have just been phenomenal for the MGM record company, and I think you've got a great new record. We're going to play it in just a very few minutes.
When did you start
in the business, Betty?
Oh, it was about 3 years ago.
Who was it that boosted the stock of Miss Madigan so that you became a top-flight gal?
Well, actually, it was Arthur Pine back in New York City.
Now, I imagine Artie is listening to this broadcast right now and probably cold sweat coming out of his pores around the forehead region, don't you suppose? He's awful proud of you, Betty, and he should be.
Oh, my. Well, thank you.
Well, then, where did Artie find you? Were you working someplace?
I was in Washington, D.C., working in a hotel and doing television work and going to school at the daytime, Catholic University, and it was just a very busy schedule. But fortunately, Artie came through with his wife one weekend and through a suggestion of our family lawyer back home in Washington.
Uh-huh.
Came through and saw me and asked me if I would try to leave Washington and see if I could make anything of my voice.
Uh-huh.
So fortunately, things have been going so very well. We were at the Chicago Theater almost a year ago now.
I remember.
With the Four Aces.
Yes, I remember that. And, of course, it was not too long ago that you had one of the best-selling records in the country. I think it went to number one, didn't it, Joey?
Well, it was
a great big hit for you. And, of course, MGM has done a good job, Betty. I'm quite certain that they consider you their little prize. Do you say that you lived in Washington? Was Daddy in the government somewhere?
No, he's not. He has his own business, a lock and a wonderful, his own lock business and safe business right there in New York Avenue in Washington, D.C. And my mom, she's with me most of the time.
Yes, I know.
And I have a wonderful, handsome 17-year-old brother who goes to St. John's College there in D.C. But aside from that, the road keeps me very busy.
Yes, I'm sure it does. Betty, it wouldn't be fair to emanate a broadcast from Texas without giving you an opportunity to speak for 30 minutes on the great state of Texas, would you? Is it really a great place down there? I've never had an opportunity, and I'm sorry to say. I've been in Texas, but I've never lived there any length of time. But I guess it is a magnificent place, isn't it?
Well, it certainly is, and above all, it's growing so very fast. This lovely city of Houston is so very new.
Yes, what are the call letters of our affiliate station down there?
This is KTRH.
KTRH, will you give all the boys, the engineers, and the studio men my very dearest regards and tell them I love them all?
Oh, they're beaming. They're just smiling.
Yeah, well, they're fine people. Now, let's put, for you all down there, and us all up here, Let's listen to Betty Madigan's new record that I'm quite pleased with. I think it's just a charming lyric and a swell melody line that goes along with it. So here it is, a future hit, Betty Madigan's fine MGM recording of There Should Be Rules.
There should be rules protecting fools who fall in love. The way I fell when I met you that certain day. I should have known your heart of stone would play at love. Then in a while you'd sort of smile and go your way. There should be rules protecting fools who fall in love. But all those rules would never work for fools like me. My heart will yearn for your return. Come back, my love. For I'm the fool your love will I should have known your heart of stone would play at love. Then in a while you'd sort of smile and go your way. There should be rules protecting fools who fall in love. But all those rules would never me. My heart will yearn for your return. Come back, my love. For I'm the fool your love will rule eternally.
I'll tell you, Betty Madigan, you just flipped me on that record. I just think it's great.
Oh, thank you,
Howard. Did you pick out the material?
Well, as a matter of fact, Marty and Artie Pine both picked it out.
Well, they did a wonderful job. If I could carry a tune in a bucket, I'd ask them to manage me. Because I think it's just so delightful. It's got a refreshing sound. The MGM people did a fine job at backing up. Who did the arrangement?
Well, that was Norman Layton, and I just think he's wonderful.
I think he deserves equal billing, Betty, because he does a great job on it.
Right.
And thank you so very much. Will you please say hello to all those millionaires down there? I think everyone is in Texas.
Sure
and
will.
Tell them if I can find a hat big enough, I'll come down and visit with them someday.
Fine, Howard. It's been wonderful speaking with you.
You hurry up to Chicago in that brand new Buick so I can get a look at both of you. Will you please?
I sure will.
Thanks a lot, dear.
Bye-bye now.
That's Betty Madigan, one of the most refreshing girl singers, I think, in the entire business, and just as nice a young lady of song as you'd care to meet. Now, promise me this, whether it's a new Buick or an old Ford or a jalopy that you pick up for $10, will you drive carefully over the weekend? Please don't become a statistic. Mother, you're usually the wise one in your family. Don't let Father get his foot too heavy, will you? This is Howard Miller from Chicago. Wherever you go over the weekend, take Wrigley Spearmint Chewing Gum. There's nothing finer. We love you all. We'll see you Monday at the same time with a real exciting series of shows next week for Wrigley Spearmint Chewing Gum. Bye-bye, everyone.
You've just heard The Howard Miller Show with music on records brought to you from Chicago by Wrigley's Spearmint Gum. Be sure and join Howard Miller Monday at this same time when his guest will be Art Mooney from the famous Turf Restaurant, CBS Radio Network.
It's always fair weather when great talent gets together.